Blog Talk Radio.
Start the show. Ahem.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC. The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
And now, live
live from coast to coast, this is the Possum Hour Theme. Thomas Show, not Make Room for Daddy, Make Room for Granddaddy. Ha ha. 1968, 67-ish. All I remember is Veronica Cartwright looked mighty lovely in those days. Mini skirts and everything. Comely lass. Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Possum Hour. I hope you all had a great weekend. Mine was fabulous. And that your week ahead is full of promise. And may Possum Hour set you upon that path. My plan is to clean the gutters and clean out the shed. Not necessarily in that order. This is day 829 of Oligarchic Idiocracy. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, proud innovators of products such as zero-tolerance suppositories and new clam dip for numbnuts. We at Possum Hour thank them again for their patronage. 1970 for to make room for Granddaddy. Yeah, that was a rather crappy show. Ooh, I saw Sherry, what's her head there? Sherry Jackson was on a Death Valley Days today, and Dr. McCoy was trying to make out with her. Really, who wouldn't? Sherry Jackson, get the fuck out of here. All right, you're listening to the Grenache Network, home of the finest in radio entertainment. Mondays, Possum Hour during the week, clobbering time. Fridays, Possum Hour again. Not the same Possum Hour, a different Possum Hour. Friday night Possum Hour. Just to keep that straight. Well, the only people listening probably have that all memorized by now. Well, the phone lines will be open in just a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, a word from our sponsor.
H7. Hit. B6. Miss. H8. Hit. C5.
Battleship, a great game of strategy, action, and suspense.
Miss, H6.
You sank my battleship.
A game you can play anywhere. Battleship, from Milton Bradley.
Good, there's our first caller. Welcome to Possum Hour.
Ah, this is Vlad. I live in the Matchbox, in Corner of Kremlin.
Why, it's Vlad the Answer Man. Welcome aboard, comrade.
Greetings, misled capitalist dogs.
Do you have tonight's answer, sir?
Tonight's answer, Dumb Donald.
Dumb Donald. Okay, what's the question?
The question is, who will Moscow support in 2020 election? You know, it's funny because it's true. Is this audience or Kandinsky painting?
Dude, it wasn't funny the last time.
Now, back to our show.
Well, I gotta get drunk, and I sure do dread it, cause I know just what I'm gonna do. I start to spend my money calling everybody honey and wind up singing the blues. I'll spend my whole paycheck on some old wreck. Brother, I can name you a few. Well, I gotta get drunk, and I sure do dread it, cause I know just what I'm gonna do. I gotta get drunk, I can't stay sober, there's a lot of good people in town. They'd like to hear me holler, see me spend my dollars, and I wouldn't think of letting them down. There's a lot of doctors that tell me that I better start slowing it down. But there's more old drunks than there are old doctors, so I guess we better have another round. Well, now I gotta get drunk, and I sure do dread it, cause I know just what I'm gonna do. I start to spend my money calling everybody honey and wind up singing the blues. I'll spend my whole paycheck on some old wreck. Brother, I could name you a few. Well, I gotta get drunk, and I sure do dread it, cause I know just what I'm gonna do. Jimmy Day! What I'm gonna do. I start to spend my money calling everybody honey and wind up singing the blues. I spend my whole paycheck on some old wreck. Brother, I could name you a few. Well, I gotta get drunk, and I sure do dread it, cause I know just what I'm gonna do.
You possum puss, get that punch out there, you'll get one from me. Go on.
George B. Bopper.
Oh, a B. Bopper. Dig that crazy bopper name. Oh, a B. Bopper. Dig that crazy bopper name. Oh, a B. Bopper. Bop, bop, bopper. B. Bopper. Oh, a B. Bopper. Dig that crazy bopper name. Cool, man. Give me some skin. Oh! Cool, man. Give me some skin. Oh, a bee-bopper. Oh! Cool, man.
Real, 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 real George.
Oh! Cool, man.
Real, 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 real George.
Cool, man.
Fuck you, Gumby.
Ladies and gentlemen, Real George.
Yeah.
Yeah. You get a colostomy bag woohoo on that one. So, how are you, sir?
I am fine.
Grenache.
Yourself? Grenache.
I'm great, man. Yeah. It's all good, man. It's everything. Oh, that was Willie Nelson's birthday today.
Happy birthday, Willie.
Happy birthday, 86 years young. Roll him up and smoke him when he dies. You know, I never heard of him until, like, that movie he was in. Whatever that was, around 76.
One title, if you get through the B, Western?
No, it was on the road flick with Diane Cannon, I think.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, he'd been around for 20 years already, by the time I'd heard of him. Anyhow, how was your weekend?
It was just all right.
Let's get some damn jazz on here, man. It's Jazz Appreciation Day in just under 2 hours.
That's right. There you go.
I had an interesting one gig this weekend. It's a wedding. And very informal. I like this. I think this is probably the best setup of a wedding I've ever been to. And I've been to a lot of different weddings over the past few years. They had the whole thing in a four-hour window in the same place, in the same room, everything. Right? I get there set up. They start the cocktails. For about an hour. And, hey, hold everything. They have the ceremony right there. I thought they'd already had the ceremony because that's usually the modus operandi.
Yeah.
But they had this quick little ceremony.
It's
very, very informal, very nice. And then, you know, after that, not a whole lot of the bullshit. Just, you know, friendly eats and little dancing. It was fun. It was a good time. The funny part of it was, though, the memorable part of it was the bride and the groom made up their own vows. And in the midst of his vows, the groom says, "And honey, you have my word. I'm never going to let you down, never going to give you up, never going to let you down, never going to break your heart and hurt you." He was Rickrolled her in his freaking... I don't know. I thought it was funny. Got a big laugh from the crowd.
All right. It's plagiarism.
You're not familiar with the Rickroll, are you? Or do you? You know. The Rickroll.
I heard of it.
Yeah. Yeah, you do the, you know, you just make somebody look at this stupid thing. Never going to give you up. Never going to let you down. Never going to run around and desert you. Never going to make you cry. Never going to say goodbye. Never going to lie and hurt you. That's what he said. So anyway, I thought it was funny.
All right. Plagiarism.
It's just me, I guess. No, it was a gag.
Yeah,
See, he's a big comic book fan and whatnot, so I think that's why he had the cartoon guy. So, yeah, of course, that was a big hit. It was fun.
My brain hurts!
Indeed.
I would like to quote one of Art Paul Schlossinger lyrics when I get married.
Yes. Happy birthday, everybody.
Sprinkles. With sprinkles. The whole thing. I'm going to have Art Paul write it especially for me.
Oh, have Art Paul write your vows, man.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
That's sweet. Well, she's not here yet, but Apple Cheeks Alice.
Okay.
We got a slew of requests in recent days, which is interesting.
All right, yeah.
I don't think it's possible. I don't think it'd be possible to blow up these boots are made for walking.
That's like a go-to song. That old post I put up about blowing up songs, it's still got life to it, don't it?
That's what I mean. We got three or four good new ones out of that, but... These boots, I'm sorry, these boots are not getting blown up.
No, we can't do that.
Not on my watch. But,
yeah.
I went, you know, first come, first serve. So, up first tonight, the Osmond Brothers. One bad apple. The Osmond.
Bad apple. I'm full of a whole bunch of girls. Or something like that.
I know. What have we been doing this, 37 seasons, and we've yet to figure out...
I want to hear a pug version of that.
I'm sure they do punk versions of the last ones.
Dead
so
Kennedy.
Snatch.
Dead Milkman.
It's a snatch.
Dead Milkman.
Well, these are the Dead Osmonds. Hit it.
The Dead Osmonds.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Osmond Brothers.
I have a message for you from President Eisenhower.
I can tell you've been hurt by that look on your face, girl.
Bitch!
Some guy brought Satan to your happy world.
Hello!
You need love, but you're afraid that if you give in, someone else will come along and sock it to your game.
Sock it to me? Pull the string.
Give it one more try before you give up on love.
Fucking.
Shit. Fucking fuck. Fuck you in the ass.
Yes. Fucking dipshit. Fuck.
Oh, okay, we have a winner,
Absolutely.
Boner hose.
Right, yeah.
Woo! There you go. All right. Oh, wait, no, this one. Oh, there they are, ladies. Oh, I wanted to mention it was Apple Cheeks Alice who suggested we blow up the Osmonds. Did I make that clear?
No.
If
no.
not,
okay.
I just did. That was Apple Cheeks' suggestion last Monday, I think, or...
All right.
This Friday or something like that. But I, you know why I remembered it? I wrote the motherfucker down.
See, that's why you're the comic. That's why you're super host or ex super host.
I wrote Rick Roll down. You know why I wrote Rick Roll? I want to tell you about the, even though that went over like a turd in a punch bowl.
Why'd you write it down?
Did I miss the end of Passover? Damn it.
The patch
over. Shoot, I should have used it tonight. Well, with Possum Hour peculiarities, it should have been post-Passover Possum Hour. Better luck next year. Post-Passover Possum Hour, man. How many chances like that do you get in life? No. I guess, technically... Next Monday could be post-Passover Possum Hour, but it's too post.
Oh, post.
You need to go out, Ted? Good, because we're doing roll call. You're right on schedule. All right, well, there they are. At least I'm imagining them as I let the dog out. The Possum Lounge. And last I looked, leading off and playing forward... they don't even lead off in hockey. They just play. It's Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
Last I heard, my Blue Jackets 1-1. There's Apple Cheeks.
Sweet.
Blue Jackets had 1-1 against Boston and lost one against Boston, so I don't know what's going on. Dr. Cake, thank you for coming.
Dr.
And there's
Cake.
The aforementioned Apple Cheeks Alice.
Sweet Alice.
I gotta write it, because you got to write it out. You got to write their name as well as say
it. You do.
You just missed it. You'll have to do a rewind or fire up your time machine, Apple Cheeks, because we blew up the Osmond Brothers, one bad apple, just for you. Because it's one of the many advantages to being a listener of this program. You get to actually dictate the content once in a while. Do it yourself.
It happens.
Podcast. Yeah. Ted, there you go, buddy. You're a nuisance. Let me be for 10 minutes. He's Lump. I'm going to change his name to Lumpy. More apropos these days. He's quite lumpy. I'm sure some of those lumps are no good. But at this point, geez, he's long in a tooth.
Let it ride.
He makes,
let it ride.
Makes Willie Nelson look like a young pup. All right. Apple Cheeks, Alice. Dr.
Sweet
Cake.
Alice.
It wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake. Dr. Cake. I have to mention that. And there is GT. GT Trenton.
J.T.
Trenton. He's the Vice Admiral in charge of ICE.
All right.
Yeah. All right. If you have a party, call on GT. He said, dude, we need ICE. He'll bring you plenty
of
ICE.
That's an important job.
I did that at Rookstock. I told this one dude, I said, dude, you are Vice President in charge of ICE. Dude is serious about that ice, man. We always have plenty of ice. Never going to get caught short of ice at Rookstock.
A good guy right there.
He usually throws in a 12-pack of, like, Coors Light or something, too.
Oh, that helps.
Nice guy. Works at Dick's. You see that sporting goods?
That's unfortunate. Yeah.
Dick's Sporting Goods? Yikes.
Yep. The old dicks.
Bunch of dicks over there.
And they have that, all right. They have that meme.
They have a meme?
A meme.
They have a meme.
Yeah, what is that? What is that meme that's out there with the? It says it's set dicks and it has something underneath of it, another name from school or something like that. I'll find
Glitch.
It. Go on.
Yeah, I hate memes. I'm beginning to really hate memes. And the thing about memes is, you don't know the motivation of the meme maker. Or even if there is one at all. It might just be to stir shit up. But I don't think most of them are funny. I think most of them are just shit-stirring devices.
Well,
you know?
You got to stir your
shit. They reflect poorly on those who post them.
Uh-huh.
I'm a regular Bishop Fulton Sheen tonight. Like,
here,
you
it
know,
is, here it is.
Words
Cole Staples Dex.
Three
stores on a marquee. Cole Staples Dex.
What's the first one?
Cole's. K-O-H-L-S.
Kohl's?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
Kohl's
department store.
Staples.
That's a clothing store.
Okay, Cole Staples Dex. Okay.
That ain't nice.
Hilarious.
That ain't nice.
Yeah. GTO has that picture of him lifting four metal posts. He posted on my Facebook page. Take a look at that. If you want to see the strongest man on the internet's in action.
That's it. That's it right there.
Or Ted's going to keep it up or simmer down.
I'm digging this background music, man. Yeah, you got the
jazz.
Oh,
again, Art Pittsburgh's own Art Blakey, man.
Art Blakey. Can't go wrong with Blakey.
It always surprises me how many great bands have drummers, you know, drummers for band leaders. Ted, you're a nuisance.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we'll just play it casually here. What do we got there? All right, we're good. We're not burning daylight or nothing. No need to slap bacon on a biscuit yet. Let's slap Ted with a... This is about a 20-minute treat here. We should put him out. You're going to have to come back to get it. You're going to have to work for it, Lumpy.
Lumpy. Hey, Lumpy, Lumpy.
All right, come here. Sit down. Show me a good boy. He's got nothing but that treat in his sights. Why do you always look out the window? That's spooky. Here, take the treat. It's a spooky dog. All right. GT, thanks for coming. Strongest man in the incredible universe that we inhabit. And there's Professor R.J. Gumby, the sinister minister of finance and parking, who is speaking to you right now.
Gumby.
There he is. Like I said.
Right.
You know them Osmonds go up like kindling. Must be all that... Must be the prayer underwear. I'll have to ask Francie. All right.
Yeah.
there he is. What do we say? And there he is. The Gargle Blaster Meister. What about Francie?
I think she missed my comment.
About the underpants? About the underwear?
No. She wrote down, I'm a Mormon. I said, you got too many M's.
Oh. Yeah, she missed that one. But she caught the one about the, you said about the magic underwear.
Oh, yeah.
She said they were like prayer panties or something. I don't remember.
Yeah, garments. That's what they are. Prayer garden.
Remember Beanie and Cecil? Never mind. All right. There he is, Ford Prefect. Beanie, you know? Ford Prefect, the man of the hour. He's a part-time executive producer. That's why I have a couple of drinking songs tonight, because, like, I picked out a couple of drinking songs before Friday's show, and then Ford made those redundant, so... Hey, I'm not one to waste good
No,
awesome,
you're not.
So.
And Will, you had a birthday, so there you go. Gotta get
Will, you had a birthday. Tag that one. So, all right, well, thanks, everybody, for coming. We have a little bit of show left, I guess. Nothing too exciting. No nudity or anything, but might be fun. You never know. Hang on.
What are you going to do?
There they are. The Possum Lounge.
With your super host, Commodore Decker.
As the Beaver.
Woo! Ladies and gentlemen, we present the Bearded Ladies Follicle Follies.
There's only one way to please her. I have to pluck her with my tweezer. If I wanna go out, 'cause the afternoon is sunny, that's when she says, come on, pluck me, honey. I pluck and pluck and pluck and think I'm done, and then that's when she says, come on, pluck me again. This pluck, pluck, plucking is a source of stress. Forget just once and she's a plucking mess. I pluck her on a Sunday and she looks real nice. Monday comes along, I have to pluck her twice. Pluck her in the morning, pluck her all the day. Pluck her in the evening, till there's nothing left to say. Sometimes I'm forced to wonder, have I just run out of luck? Does she love me for me, or does she just love to get plucked? Just once I'd like to keep my tweezer on the shelf. Just once I'd like to say, honey, pluck yourself. Friends say I'm such a lucky plucker. True enough. I have to say, if her beard did not grow back, I'd pluck her anywhere. Well, look at that. Wouldn't you?
Lemon curry?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. He would pluck her anyway.
Some Bix. Butter Beck. Bix. One of the greatest jazz names of all time. I played for Bix. Yeah, man, I played for Bix. That's where all the cool cats played for Bix. That's where Hoagie played with Bix. Ay, ay, ay. Yeah, Tim Curry, man. Not to be confused with Lemon Curry.
Uh-huh.
One of the most talented guys of his generation. I'll go there. Right.
Anybody can just change their occupation like that. You know?
Elaborate.
Start off as yeah. Well, you know, start off with the New York scene singing, you know, with the almost punk. I don't know if he's punk or not. Like David Jones.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
Well, he had a big musical career before he went into all this acting and everything.
Well, I know he was in the stage play of the Rocky Horror, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he had a big recording career there in New York, right? So with CBGBs and shit like that, I think he played
it. Okay, okay, okay. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. You know what? For some reason, very limited trivial knowledge about that person, Mr. Tim Curry.
Very big clue. Our own Reverend Wendy's in love with this guy. Oh, she loves Tim Curry.
Oh, I know. She was a big Tim Curry fan. Big Tim Curry fan.
Well, I do the Rock. I do the rock.
Yeah. Observational learning. No, observation. Yeah, observational learning has just joined the Possum Lounge. Welcome to the show, Observational Learning.
Observational learning. Like that.
Observational. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I guess you watch and you learn. What that's makes
it.
Sense to me.
Watch and learn.
Or listen.
Watch
I guess on this
learn.
Show, yeah, it'd be better off listening than watching because, well, I don't know, the lounge is kind of interesting. We got some pretty smart cookies in there. Smart cookies. Smart cookies.
Smart cookies. And good eggs.
Bobo
smart
likes that.
Smart cookies and good
Bobo
eggs.
Bobo likes cookies. Smart cookies. I was going to talk about something here in this spot of the show. But
time.
I can't. I'm trying to think. I'm trying to think, but nothing happens. You know how that is.
Curly. Isn't that a curly line?
This isn't even funny. Fuck that. I'm not going to talk about that. We need some more jazz, man. How about Bichet? There you go. So,
Yeah.
What's new with you, man?
You got nothing there.
Well, you want to? Okay, here was the unfunny thing I was going to mention. Okay, 2 minutes of Bobo.
Yeah.
Not even 2 minutes. They sell autographed MAGA hats and books.
Yeah.
Autographed
yeah.
books and hats on the website. And that money goes to the re-election campaign. And they're expensive.
You bought one, right?
Yeah, of course. I have the whole set. They have a $125, $183, $243 hat. Or item, I guess, signed item. But they'll come out every once in a while with another offer for hats. But he doesn't actually sign the hats, man.
That's your rubber stamp.
It's like a machine puts the signature on there. So, another man, this one man, he thought he bought a hat for $183 with the intent to flip it. If Bobo won, and he was thrilled when he sold it on eBay for $510. Wow.
Jesus Christ.
He said the guy sold. He said, "I didn't see where it said he actually signed a thing." You think you know for that money? You assume you're getting the real thing. Had I known, not only would I have not bought this, but I'm pretty sure no one else would have. Interesting. So anyway. Just another example of what a schmuck he is. Okay.
I got an autographed steak from Bobo.
Yeah. Well, I went to the university, Bobo University, man. I got my autographed diploma. it says across the top in Latin, one born every minute. I'm not sure.
Gesundheit! Everything is Gesundheit! Kaputt und verboten!
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I think we ought to spin the wheel.
Take a spin. You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
Ah, you dopey. Well, looks like that. Wait a minute. That's the blow up thing. Hold on. This one. You know what the name of this tune is?
No.
You remember what the name of this tune is? This is called The Devil's Gallop.
Alright. Okay.
Does that like just describe what the fuck this is, man?
I think so.
Okay. Oh
Devil's
boy, this
gallop.
Is a crappy three. You know what? I had 3 different 3 minutes.
Uh-huh.
And one's just as bad as the next.
Well, you got to do the devil's scallop now. You got us all wondering what the hell it is.
Yeah. Well, you want the best? Wait a minute. You want the best one or the worst one? I'm not sure which way is which. That's hard to judge. All right, we spun the wheel, so I guess we decided.
We're obligated now.
Well.
We're stuck with it.
Oh, boy.
Now I can't wait to hear this.
3 minutes, you'll never get back.
Settle down. Anybody wants to go to the toilet, go ahead now. All right, let him have it.
A great big beautiful wonderful incredible super spectacular day, and your heart is humming with good times coming, and you've got that happy feeling things are going your way. All the bells are ringing and a little bird singing while he sits on your windowsill, saying yes sirree, I can surely see it'll plainly be most definitely a super spectacular day
until
about 4:45, your relations arrive, and you greet Cousin Beth with terrible breath, and a fat breath of sire destroys your hi-fi and your great uncle Fred, who gets drunk in your bed, and you think Cousin Vic was mentally sick, and your creepy friend Joe and six more you don't know, and you're short hair and then as you shaft it again. That's not such a super spectacular day. Around 7 at night, you go out for a bite. The streets all aglow from a large UFO. A creature comes out with two heads and a snout. It croaks like a frog and pulls up on your dog. It thinks you are great, it wants you for its mate. You're sealed in a case and go flying in space. And you silently say as the earth fades away that it's not such a super spectacular day. You walk out the door of a dry cleaning store and you're grabbed by surprise by three mafia guys who mistakenly think that you're high me to sleep. Break your right arm and do bodily harm, and you're writhing in pain, and you try to explain that your name is Jerome, and you're on your way home, and you let out a sigh as you're left there to die, that it's not such a super spectacular day. A 8:15, you pick up your blind date, you really go ape for a fabulous shape. The girls that you've met, she's the classiest yet, and she's pretty and bright, and it's love at first sight. And it's really a shame she's not feeling the same, cause she thinks you're a schmuck, and she says lots of luck, and you sob in despair as she gives you the air. But it's not just a super spectacular day. You're called on in class and you feel like an ass, cause you don't have a clue, and you know that it's due to those classes you skipped, and your fly is unzipped, and your acne has spread to the back of your head. And some judge spreads the word that you're some kind of nerd, and you fight a hole and you punch through a wall, and there isn't a doubt that they're plucking you out, that it's not such a super spectacular thing. You develop a twitch and a horrible itch, and you're covered with spots, and you're getting the drops, and your feet start to swell, and it's easy to tell from this hideous wheeze that some awful disease. So you call an MD, and he says, don't ask me. If it gets any worse, you can speak to my nurse. And you manage to say as you wither away that it's not just a super spectacular day. Your sister pours glue in her hair and blames you, and your neighbor said that you're abusing her cat, and you just left the john with the water turned on, and the house gets all wet and your mother's upset, and you're dying if you knew what your dad's gonna do, and your python gets loose and you know it's no use, and you cry there in fear, and it's now very clear that it's not such a super spectacular day. You go out for a spin and the sunroof caves in and the steering wheel shakes, so you slam on the brakes and the gears get all stuck as you sideswipe a truck, and you run out of gas while you're trying to pass, and you're stalled on the tracks and you try to relax, but the train's coming through and it's headed for you, and you have a quick flash as you break for the crash. That is not such a super spectacular day.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition. This is
Choppers, are there, Ted? I'll tell you what, he's going to town over there on his big old 20-minute treat there. Which
go, Lumpy, go. Go, Lumpy, go.
15 minutes on that bad lad. Okay.
Right.
Well, I'll explain. That was the Mad Magazine record, Super Spectacular Day, and it came with the special, and it was the grooves in it were such that each time you played it, you got a different ending to the song. And that piece there was all the endings back to back to back. The entire Super Spectacular Day. Hilarious. And I do think that one was Sheldon Leonard. One guy in the middle. Sounded a little bit like, I wish I could do a good Sheldon.
You do a good Sheldon.
It needs work. It needs work. It needs work.
It needs work.
You
got to
get the accent. You got to get the accent down, too.
I want you two pixies out of my bar.
That's my JC voice, if you hadn't noticed.
That's right.
I figured Jesus would sound like Sheldon Leonard, you know?
Yeah. Oh, definitely. I can see that. Sitting around the Last Supper.
Yeah. Eat of my body. Go ahead. I dare you.
I ask you all here.
One of you is going to betray me.
Yeah.
One of you is punks. Oh, yeah, this news portion of the show. I never did check on this. We're going to... Okay, I'm going to check... I'm going to Google this. Jackson, Mississippi, mashed potatoes.
Uh-oh, yeah, we need an update.
If there's any new news on the mashed potato guy. No updates since April 12th, so they still don't know who set the mashed potatoes on people's porches and whatnot.
Well, what was that follow-up about the gravy? Someone was going around pouring gravy on it or something?
I think we made that up.
okay. I know I heard it before.
Yeah. Well, and then there was the mystery chives that kept showing up all over.
All right, yeah. Jackson, Mississippi. We feel you, right. Baby. We're rooting for you.
At least we amuse ourselves.
Yeah.
Now, here's this website. I'm going to Jacques. It's a hinky website called Rare. Okay?
All right.
And this rare humor item, I swear to God, we did this when Reverend Wendy and Malt Liquor Man were on the old posse.
Oh, all right.
Drunk Florida man insists he didn't drink and drive. He only drank at stop signs. Doesn't that ring a bell?
No, I think that's...
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, the 69-year-old Florida man, he was pulled over and... the cop says, sir, have you been drinking and driving? And he said, no, officer. And the cop said, well, your car smells like liquor. The guy says, well, yeah. That's from the Jim Beam I've been guzzling on my trip to McDonald's here. The cop says, wait a minute. You said you weren't drinking and driving. Drinking and driving is illegal, sir. We'll have to arrest you. And he said, the guy says, hey, I'm not drinking and driving. I'm only taking pulls of Jim at stop signs. Boom! Lawyered!
He got him by the technicality.
Free
like
to go.
It.
Yep, he got him. Yeah. Free to go. Bullshit. This is so horseshit, man. I'm not going to believe anything I ever read on here.
There's no way they let him go with that.
Yeah. No way. That's where you fucked up, man. Good lie. You can't put, like, something that stupid in it.
Then the
bell rings
in
my head, and I get schmuck. That's fake. Made up.
Letting them go is unbelievable. Yeah.
I tell you, man, that last election, and I don't mean to get maudlin or serious about shit, because this is a goofy show, but, man, it's really, like, made me distrust so much. Just about everything I read online is like, eh. Well, I guess that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Now here in Possum Land, we can say things and make, you know, make these accusations and whatnot, but this is fake. This is what the Bobo would call fake news.
It's the people out there that believe this crap.
Like the what was it? Did I get that one on there? About the the next one up. For instance, U.S. officials say measles cases hit a 25-year high.
Oh yeah, measles.
People not getting vaccinated or spreading measles. And I guess even if you've been vaccinated, you could still get it. So if there are people walking around with the measles, gay. And that, you know, like you can croak from that shit, man. That's just
Well, they say, you know, you get a certain age, you know, suppose you get that shit.
Jonas Salk was from Pittsburgh, man. Would he lie? It's not made up, man. Vaccine.
Nah.
Go get vaccinated. I'm going to go vaccinate myself after the show. In fact, I'm vaccinating myself now with a Yuengling. It's quite delicious.
Okay. All right. That don't kill anything.
Now, this is fucked up, man. This is totally fucked up. And I don't know if this is true either because I don't trust the Daily Mail over there in Britain.
Yeah.
That's kind of like their, they're kind of rag mag, you know?
Yeah.
So take it with
John
a grain
Cleese
of salt.
John Cleese is always bitching about them. Yeah.
They got an agenda. Anyway, their headline reads, and this is sad, this isn't funny. 21 Indian students kill themselves in a week after IT blunder meant they failed key exams. In other words, they had their grading system on this computer system that failed, and it told all these students that they failed their exams, and up to 21 of them had killed themselves over this.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Who kills themselves over failing an exam, number one? I mean, geez, man. Simmer down, guys. A little uptight.
You kill yourselves over chicks like normal guys do. Right?
No, you kill the chick and then try to bury the hide the body.
If you want to go the OJ way, yeah.
No, he didn't hide the body good. He lifted the gloves out there, and then the Bruno Mollies.
Oh, yeah.
I could have shown him so many things.
Yeah.
I swear to God, that guy, years ago, he lived next door to me, and his mom used to come over all the time. And then one Sunday, there's a new flower bed in the backyard, and he's driving his mom's Lincoln Continental. Never saw mom again. I'm not saying, but you know.
Uh-huh.
So. I mean, I don't think it'd be a bad idea to get a corpse-sniffing dog over there just to check it out. We've been joined by Tony's Fat Fetish. Welcome. Speaking of fetishes.
Yeah?
Professor Gumby, I know you have a penchant for the feet.
Indeed I do, sir.
Okay. All right. Now. Well, here is another spurious story brought to you by us. People with foot fetishes are buying silicone feet, right? Silicone feet that have vajayjays built into them.
Oh.
I don't know where maybe the vajayjays on the bottom of the foot. I don't know, or between the toes. Between the big toe and the next toe.
Between the toes would be a good spot.
Yeah. So, So anyway, that's a new thing, and, you know, at this point, I would think for you it'd be a good investment. You know.
Well, I'm looking it up now.
Even without the vajayjay, man, you could just, you know, toe fuck yourself
to
fame and fortune. Yeah.
Well,
you don't even need to.
You want to be able to with silicone.
I don't know, man.
I kind of dig the blade. The blade of the foot.
Yeah. I think you need some bones or something, man. All right. Well, anyway, I guess you supply the bone.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, I don't know where you buy these things, but, you know, what, you don't got Google? Look it up, man, you know.
Sure.
So, probably an Adam and Eve. Man, they have some of these headless criminy naked dolls here in this article, and it's just like, I don't know, man. It's pretty weird. It's pretty weird shit.
Well, you know, keeps people off the street. Keeps the weirdos off the street.
Man, you want to hear? Oh, here's one to piss off Dr. Cake. Well, a lot of people, man. We have a lot of cat lovers amongst
yeah.
possums. Animal lovers in general. But Australia, this is another spurless website. Why do I read all this? Well, because it's the only thing that's fun to talk about. The real news is depressing. Well, this is kind of bad, too. Australia, the government wants to kill 2 million feral cats by dropping poisoned sausages from airplanes.
Wow.
Does that sound legit or what?
Oh, yeah.
But I guess they say that these feral cats, you know, and they're not nice kitty kitties.
Oh, no.
Scratch your eye out. And they said they have killed off tons and tons of species because they're not native to Australia. They were brought there in the 17th century or something like that. And they cover 99.8% of the country, these feral cats. They're just running amok. So.
Yeah, killed off.
So they're going to try. But how
found,
old the?
I just found feet.
How old the other species? What's that?
I just found feet I want for $120.
Save up, man.
It's the one with the toes. They're well separated, like intense toes. Oh, yeah.
Hillbilly feet. Hillbilly feet, right?
Oh, I
right?
love it. Oh.
There you go.
When there's tension in the toes, baby.
Yeah, that's what. Well, Buy Greg's now. Just saying. He says so maybe the homeless people will eat the poison sausages too. And I'm like thinking that same thing myself. How are you going to control who eats the poison sausages, right?
Yeah.
Could be you know.
Over? What area?
Well, they find
area?
Where the. It can't be. But even if it's not populated by humans, there's going to be other species there. And they might like sausages, too.
Oh,
I don't get it, man.
Sausages. Right.
I think this is, again, I think this is a non-story.
They could be killing koala bears, for fuck's sake. And kangaroos.
They could be killing they could be king of kookaka. Yeah, killing kangaroos.
Kookaka.
and other cute little animals. They could be killing duck-billed platypuses.
Good
for crying
God.
Out loud. That's a crime against humanity. Well, no, it's a crime against duck-billed platypuses.
Through. They didn't think this through.
That's the Truth Theory websites. I don't know.
Fucking
I don't know if that's real or not, man.
Now, killing cats was a cute story, but it got out of hand with koala bears.
and Greg says, yeah, what about dogs also? Indeed, dogs also?
Yeah. All right.
And here's restoring your faith.
Over there.
He's passed out now. That second.
Okay. Yeah, you
second
gave him
treat.
You gave him that sausage, Australian sausage.
Some of them kangaroos meat sausages.
That's right.
Well, here's the story that restores your faith in humanity, right? Grand Haven, Michigan. Now this is a legitimate story. A guy spilled, and I don't know how, they don't give a lot of details, but he somehow spilled a cardboard box containing $30,000 on the northbound U.S. 31 highway.
Uh-huh.
And police officers temporarily closed the lanes of the highway and were helped by witnesses. So far, two 17-year-olds returned $630, and a woman returned $3,880. It kind of felt pretty short of it, $30,000.
Yeah, it's just a little short. The schmuck that returned it.
I know, they're thinking, boy, what a schmuck I was.
Uh-huh. And Virgil, and Virgil Stockwell ran away with the cardboard box.
Good old Verge.
Yeah.
Good old Verge. Now, here's another spurless rag. The Daily News, New York Daily News. That's the one my granddad always read.
Okay.
Back in the 60s and 70s.
Oh, yeah.
I brought home the New York Times one Sunday. He said, go get the paper. Brought home the New York Times. He about took a shit.
Beat you with it.
We don't read the New York Times here, son. What do I know? Anyhow, Brazil's president is shocked by the country's 1,000 annual penis amputations.
Oh!
That's got to leave a mark, man.
So what?
I know. He found out, he says, 1,000 penis amputations every year? And, you know, it's mainly due to a lack of soap and water, man. They're not washing. They're not washing right down there.
Oh.
In the Brazilian parts. Wash your privates,
God.
Man. You know.
Yeah.
Especially after sex
So it's medical reasons they had to have it amputated?
Yeah. Penile cancer.
Uh-huh.
It accounts for 2% of all types of cancer affecting Brazilian men. And, you know, could be avoided with a little soap and water there. You know, peel it back and get that bad boy clean.
Well, I told you about my cousin who was going to get it amputated. Decided to jump in front of a train instead.
Good choice.
Yeah. What the hell? Yeah, well, my life is over. Fuck this.
Oh, man.
Imagine getting your willy amputated.
Oof. All right. Well, we'll end on this penis story. Dual penis story.
Little
Here's
penis
a guy. Where is this fucking place at? It's like a picture. It'll tell you where it is. Anyway, there's a city where they won't fix potholes. So as a protest, they've been spray painting penises around the potholes.
Oh yeah, yeah. They did that last year.
Yeah. I guess this is. Well, see, this may be. They may be regurgitating shit.
Yeah. Okay.
We read this shit enough every week that we're regurgitating, man.
Yeah. Well,
man,
every year they get
drunk
year
the
they
stop
post
sign.
The picture, so. But I don't get it done.
Yeah.
Can't have penises.
I
want to
get to the bottom
the
of that.
Street.
I'm just disappointed that mashed potato thing didn't come to fruition because.
Yeah, I know, man.
It was the Mueller report and the mashed potato mystery. Those were the two things.
That's it.
That's all you heard about on the news.
Yeah.
Well, maybe next.
Mashed
maybe
potatoes.
Friday. Yeah. Or no.
My fingers are crossed.
Friday.
Don't stop me.
Now, back to our show.
Drunk men stagger, drunk men fall, drunk men swear, and that's not all. Quite often they will urinate outdoors. Like widowed women, drunk men weep. Like children curled up, drunk men sleep. Like a dog, a drunk will crawl around on all fours. Be you broke bum or rich rake, his dinner be it bread or cake, This beverage be the worst of whiskey, finest wine. Puget stinks, and so it seems the drunkards go to great extremes. But there's yet to be a perfectly straight line. Drunks talk strong when drunks are weak. It's easy for a drunk to speak straight from the heart. Yeah, drunks will fight, they're not afraid. They'll kiss the mistress and make the maid. It's a manly art. Oh, but to drink a toll will take. Blood vessels in those will break. Bags beneath the eyes, another sign. Drunks get ugly, so it seems. The drunkards go to great extremes. There's yet to be a perfectly straight line. Drunks are friendly when they're drunk, and drunks are hostile when they're drunk. Which drunk it is, it all depends upon. When drunks are drunk, they thirst for drink, and the elephants are gray, not pink. And the think evaporates, the man is gone, 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 gone. Back to the yachts and the subway cars, to the hip flasks and the fruit jars. Flat on the face and flat on the behind. Oh, drunks get drunk, and so it seems. The drunkards go great extremes. But there's yet to be a perfectly straight line. Straight line. Straight line.
Yeah.
You know who that was?
I have no idea. Sounded like Zimmerman.
Huh. Yeah, a little bit. That was your dead skunk in the middle of the road guy. Loudon Wainwright III.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. I haven't heard him in a while. He was in MASH. Remember he did a couple episodes of MASH?
I was going to say, one of the original characters on MASH.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like four episodes and out, man. They're like, well, I don't know, that song thing's kind of...
It was getting old.
Hit the road, hippie boy.
This is the
1950s. Should have had him on every so often. They should have had him on every so often. Because that was a good...
Instead of cramming him in that short space.
Yeah. They needed more Frank Burns, so he had to go. You know.
Yeah. Well, you need
Faraday. I think we have a caller.
Okay.
So.
I just found out there's an Elmore Leonard documentary coming out.
Nice.
Yeah, looking forward to that.
Well, shall we let our caller on?
Yeah, by all means.
All right. Area code 713. Is this Tina Fey?
Hey, honey.
Hey, it is. I recognize that voice anywhere.
I love you.
Tina Fey.
I love you.
Right, here we go. Tina.
I want to suck your dick. Can you bring it over here?
Uh-oh.
I love you, homo.
Homo, that's our pet names for each other.
Homo, no. Oh, boy.
Please, fuck my balls.
All right, let's hear it for a weird guy. That's excellent.
You cut him off.
Most of it. Oh, fuck yeah, man. I don't hear that shit. I mean, if you're going to hear disgusting language.
There you go.
I think it ought to be us that says it.
Yeah.
And that wasn't very creative.
We could have Carol Channing on for that.
Now, Carol Channing.
Uh-huh.
That's a foul mouth with some creativity behind it.
I didn't mean to jump on your post to number one, son, but I had to say that.
Oh, no, that's cool, man. Shoot. Apathetic Nation was over there sparring with Reverend Wendy before. I'm like, oh, jeez.
Oh, okay.
Worlds collide, man.
Well, that's pretty easy, you know.
Well,
our Reverend has some pretty weird views.
Yeah. And Apathetic Nation makes me look like a Reagan Republican, you know? I'm a supply sider compared to him, man. Now, we haven't seen Reverend. We haven't heard from Reverend Wendy for a while. She got busy with her job. She got a job, so she has to get up early and shit, and just kind of lost interest in it.
Flower arrangement.
We had her. She showed up for what? 4 or 5 seasons there. In a row.
Yeah.
6, 7.
Yeah.
I don't know how long.
That was a long time for a chick to put up with us.
I would think. Yeah. All good. Jeez. Okay, the double number flashed on. Oop. One of them. Okay, and obviously fake number has just come up on the switchboard.
All right, so, bring on.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again. If you need help, hang up and then dial your operator.
All right, area code 614. You're on Possum Hour.
614.
Oh, yeah!
There we go.
Hello? Come in, Tokyo.
614.
Hello, this is James Drury, and you're listening to Possum Hour. Possum Hour?
Well, I guess not.
James
oh, this
Drury.
One. This one. This is. And Malt Liquor Man, I think he
Malt
went to, he took a weekend in San Francisco. I don't know why. I'm not trying to infer anything. But he ended up getting Shanghai. I want to know.
Oh, that's what happened, man.
Remember on the Cartwrights?
I didn't know they were still
when
doing
they did that?
That?
Yeah. Just like, remember the Cartwrights? They Shanghai'd all the Cartwrights?
Yeah.
Same thing happened to Malty, I think. That's what I heard. I don't know.
Weren't
that
they
thing
going
about
to Shanghai
him being he wasn't whacked by the Clintons, if that's what you mean.
That's what I originally thought.
No, he's Shanghai'd by I think it was Hop Sing sold him out.
Sold him out to slavery.
Yep.
Working on a ship. All right,
man.
That's what happened to those guys.
Okay, we got, you know, like, we got a yodel, man.
All right. That's what we do.
This is a weird one, man. It's called the Bugui Yodel. Bugui Yodel. All
right.
It's a spatial yodel. I'm drinking real beer tonight. This is like the second. Like, usually I'll have like 8 natties by now, be stone cold sober, but this is my second Yuengling, and I can't talk right no
natties,
more.
Natties ain't real.
Yeah. Real beer. All right. Okay. One of these hilarious yodel intros.
What you doing? Getting ready to yodel. You can't yodel. Wanna bet? Yeah.
Yodel!
time.
Bailar el boogie boogie sin cesar. Me gusta cuando el ritmo se interrumpe y se vuelve a reanudar. Y además, si quieres tú de Yankee presumir, no tienes más remedio que aprenderlo y de moda estará. También el boogie boogie te hipnotizó y para ti no existe otra cosa en tu loca afición.
Into a trip,
man.
Triple.
That was wild stuff.
Yeah, Spanish jazz from the 1930s. Good stuff. Well, Jazz Appreciation Month is drawing to close, and we really didn't do a whole jazz show, which we should have done.
Yeah, we're gonna do. You got some good jazz in it.
But we did get some good. We had some, with Thelonious Monk and.
Uh-huh.
This and that and the other thing there. We had a bunch of biggies.
It was vocals on that Theodious Monk. How often do you
hear
vocals on Theodious Monk?
That's what I thought. I said, hey,
was it
we
from that album
there?
Sure. With some girl named Karen?
I'm not sure. Couldn't tell you off the top of my head.
Interesting.
I spent half the morning looking for Make Room for Granddaddy, so what do I know?
Time well spent. You know what you spent all your time on? Looking for that sound bite for the blow up. What the hell was that now?
Oh,
Dick Nixon saying,
sock it to me.
Yeah, that's
where
you spent your time.
Well, I previewed the song, and I went, well, there's where I start, right there.
I figured that.
Nixon saying, sock it to me.
Yep.
And then it's, because, you know, you think, oh, God, I have no, you know, there's nothing. You go, oh, okay, I get some ideas on that.
Get the bells and whistles.
Yeah. And then you lean back on Big Lebowski for the 8 millionth time.
That's
right. I chew my cabbage more than twice.
Yeah, that's all right. I don't know that.
Nothing new there. Nothing new there. It's something. Well, everybody, thank you for coming. Tony's Fat Fetish hung out for most of the show. Thank you, sir.
Hey, he's still there. Hey, Tony's Fat Fetish. Chubby Chaser.
Yeah. No, he's been adding to the...
Does
the Possum Hour show have a Discord chat for the fan? Discord chat. What would a Discord chat be? Then we have this disgusting new BTR chat. Yeah, I don't know what that means. But anyway, thank you for coming. Thank you for coming. The classic Dr. Cake, Apple Cheeks.
Dr. Cake, Apple Cheeks.
Fjord Prefect.
Fjord
and,
Prefect.
And G.T. Trenton ran for the hills when the yodel started. And that he was, again, I think he might have liked that one.
Yeah.
Yinling.
Oh,
Dunka, 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 Dunka. Discordapp.com. I like using this to keep in touch with possums who aren't on Facebook. Oh, yeah. You know what, though? I don't know. I don't really care anymore. You know? Like, I really don't give a fuck if you listen or not. Which I think adds an air of mystique of coolness or apathy, one of the two. I'm not sure.
All right, we'll go along with that. We'll go along with that.
Yeah.
No problem.
I like it. Hey, Mikey. Yinling.
What up?
Thanks for coming, man. Yeah, you know, I mean, we probably should have upgraded decades ago. What do you think?
Yes.
I mean, some people actually make money doing this crap. And here we are, sitting here, fucking... you know, synthetic feet, like idiots.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't get it.
And
well,
the JJ is where the foot is cut off.
Oh, that's disgusting. That's disgusting. That's sick. That's Eddie Gein shit. All right. On that putrid note, say goodnight, everybody.
Right. Goodnight, everybody. And I'm out of here.
Energize!
Well, I'm driving down the road in my Cadillac. Traffic lights nearby are all turning black. Drinking gasoline is all I do. Drinking gasoline to get over you. We were doing swell with a short way from heaven to hell. Well, I met you in the desert at Seabreeze Point. Out of gasoline, ran out of oil. You really filled my tank, you quite chewed me up. Drinking gasoline out of your silver cup. We were doing swell, what a short way from heaven to hell. Well, I drove 10,000 miles away from home. See no traffic jam, but in no desert storm. Drinking silver cup is all I do. Drinking silver cup, baby, me and you. We were doing swell, what a short way from heaven to hell. Engine started smoking, wings on fire. Big wheel started shaking and I lost a tire. My baby, she exploded drinking gasoline. Doggone it, doggone that mean machine. We were doing swell with a short way from heaven to hell. Well, I'm driving down the road in my Cadillac. Traffic lights nearby are all turning black. Drinking gasoline is all I do. Drinking gasoline to get over you. We were doing swell, what a short way from heaven to hell. Oh yeah, we were doing swell, what a short way from heaven to hell.
Another leftover from your 20th anniversary
like
drunk show.
Sweet Alice was digging that, too.
That was a goodie. That was a goodie. Good, good, goodie. Well, you got to go to Levittown, man.
This company's sticking me around.
Yeah, well, you have no idea what dicking around is. Until you put yourself in. Where the fuck is the Tommy, man? I hit him. Tommy. Here we go. The Pope. Mein Gott in Himmel. They'll do like back to back shifts on that schmuck, you know? Jeez. And he takes it. Thank you, sir. May I have another?
I gotta develop that attitude.
Well, he's working for his Social Security and whatnot at this point.
Okay.
He didn't. Yeah. He spent a lot of time taking care of family members and stuff. So he didn't rack up enough time in the legitimate world. Excuse me.
These inlings make me burp.
But been a little quiet over there on the secret page there, bub.
Yeah, I was bouncing around.
But I stole that one off of you this morning, the Otis.
Oh, yeah. That's a good
I'm always looking for something kicky under 3 minutes, you know? I can never have enough tunes like that. I'll let you know that ahead of time.
You gotta dip into Elvis' stage. I'm liking these covers.
All right. Send the ones along you think are apropos. Because a lot of times I'm not on. I spend less and less time on the Enterprise because it's days are numbered, and I'm on a stupid laptop, and you can't listen to shit on the laptop. It's a piece of shit. And the gym crack,
like that,
I'm not even touching Facebook on the gym crack.
I like that 500 miles. Because, you know, one line in that song is, if I'm going to be havering, I'm going to be havering next to you. And these people sing it like, whatever the fuck that means.
I like it.
Yeah.
Hey, Mikey.
Hey, where did I put that? I put that on the Paso Mother cover.
Okay. All right.
When the line first comes up, they say, I don't know, whatever the hell, whatever that means. And the second time it comes up, they say, whatever the fuck
I'll put
that
on
means.
I'll put that in the on-deck circle. That's the ticket. All right, man. Well, I guess... unless something comes up, we'll see you Friday, right?
Yeah, got that right. I'm not going anywhere.
Give my regards to Levittown.
Levittown. The Holy
Good night, sir.
Man. That's all.
Wait! Where are you going? I was going to make espresso.